Our time is 9:27. It's WKRK Radio. Tim Radford with you on a Saturday. And we have Skip from McDonald's here. And Skip, I must say, McDonald's is coming along very nicely. I pass by it every day, look at all the changes. And if you will, just give us a progress, an update.
Well, good morning, Tim. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I hope you are.
Good. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We were able to take possession of the restaurant last night, and what that basically means is now it's up to us and our crew to get a delivery in there and get things put back in order and test all of our equipment and get everything calibrated and make sure that all the electronics are working and, pretty much get through that. We worked late into the evening last night, and we're back hard at it today. So I'm hoping that if all systems go at some point, we may try tomorrow, but don't know anything for a fact. But I feel confident by Monday we'll be back up and running business as usual. It's just one of those things that, until we get every piece up and we make sure that everything's working, and, sometimes when things are down for a period of time, sometimes things don't want to cooperate. You know how that is.
So, I bet you've had a few long days these past few weeks.
Oh yeah, it's been a little bit of a grind, but we're trudging through it. We've got some great people working for us. We've got a good team, and if we make good progress today, I feel certain we may be able to do something tomorrow. But it's just probably a little too early to tell. So if not tomorrow, definitely by Monday. So
wow,
we are near the end here.
That is sooner than I expected. That is very impressive. How many weeks have you been closed now during the renovation?
It'll be 5 weeks as of tomorrow.
Describe some of the changes, if you will, to our listeners.
Yeah, I think when everybody, obviously exterior, I think speaks for itself. I mean, it's a complete renovation. The walls remained as is, but everything else is brand new, from the parking lot to the patio. That's a 20-seat patio, and it's got the lounge area in it as well. And a brand new play place, two new video games that'll be in the kids' area as well. We've completely redone all the seating, all the decor, all the restrooms. I think we told you we enhanced our Wi-Fi capability for the internet. Definitely a lot more electrical outlets. I think the original store had two electrical outlets total in the restaurant. So I'm sure we've quintupled that.
All right.
So it'll certainly make it a lot easier for everybody. We have two beverage bars now when you first walk into the restaurant. So there's two bars there now. And you got a digital menu board. We've got the double lane drive-thru. We've replaced probably over 75% of all of our cooking equipment.
Oh, wow.
To make it more efficient. And new employee break room, new storage room, new trash corral area. I mean, basically, we pretty much have gutted the place. If you go back to the old days of this old house, that's pretty much what's happened.
It's amazing to me that so much work can get done in such a short period of time. I have a question for you. Do you have any before and after pictures?
I do on my phone. I do. I've got a couple before and afters.
All right.
So
the number I'm calling you is your cell phone. Do you get text messages on that?
I do.
If I text message you my email address, would you send those to me? I'd love to share those with our Facebook.
Sure.
We have about 16,000 folks following us on Facebook. I would just love to show them those before and after pictures.
Sounds great.
Skip, thank you so very much, and congratulations on all the progress. And I know you're looking forward to getting back open, and folks will come in and see all the changes, and I'm sure they'll be delighted.
Yes, that's the plan. And once again, we appreciate the opportunity to say hello to all your listeners.
And
without the support of the community, we wouldn't be where we are today. So,
and I know that you give back a lot to the community, and a lot of times you do that without expecting credit. And just want to say thank you for all that you do give back to the community, and that doesn't go unnoticed.
Well, that's where it starts, and you have to remember that. So we appreciate the opportunity. So thank you.
All right, Skip, you have a great weekend. Hope you can get some rest.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Tim.
All right, thank you.